See?
Yeah.
Sounds like it. So we'll go ahead and go on the record.
Okay. I started the recording.
Thank you. We're on the record with project number 202-310-3576. Reasonable use exception request by Carl Halpin. Brief introduction. My name is Steve Shelton. I am the pro tem here at Examiner today. We are recording these matters, so make sure if you are in a remote facility, keep your device muted unless you want to raise your hand and address the examiner. As to these matters, I'm going to be taking testimony today. If anyone is testifying, you'll be sworn under oath, so all statements are made after penalty of perjury. After having considered all the presentations today, I will take the matter under advisement. I'm required to issue a decision within 10 working days of today's date. Clarification regarding those dates have to do with Thurston County. Does Thurston County consider the day after Thanksgiving as a holiday?
Yes.
Okay, so with that, the 10 working days would expire on November 30th. So I will be issuing the decision by that time. Obviously, if anyone would like a copy of that decision, just make sure your party record. At this point in time, looks like everyone currently present would be receiving a decision if you so choose, certainly Mr. Halpin. As to these matters, I've been the pro tem hearing examiner now for Thurston County for several years. I'm also a deputy hearing examiner for Pierce County, also a hearing examiner for four or five cities and towns in Pierce County. So if anyone has any concerns regarding my inability to be impartial today, please bring that to my attention. At this time, so I can just make sure everyone is present. Mr. Halpin, as the applicant, would you please just at this point state your name?
Cale Halpin.
And are you ready to proceed today, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Ms. Tchaikovsky, as the planner on this matter, are you ready to proceed?
Yes.
Okay, would you please raise your right hand, ma'am? You swear and affirm you'll tell the truth and nothing but the truth before the examiner today. If you will, just please state, I will.
I will.
And please state your name and spell it and your position with Thurston County, please.
Heather Tchaikovsky. HEATHERTSCHAEKOFSKE. I'm an associate planner and biologist with the Community Planning Department.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Would you like to make your presentation?
Yes. This is for Project 2023-103-576. It's permit for reasonable use exception or RUE. For accessory shop within important fish and wildlife habitat. The applicant is Cale Halpin. The applicant seeks approval of RUE to construct an accessory shop within Oregon white oak habitat. See attachments C, D, E, I, and K. The proposal is for an accessory pole building with a footprint of 48 by 60 feet, which replaces dilapidated horse stalls and a small storage shed pump house near the residence. Within the proposed structure will be a mechanical room to include water pressure tank and filtration system. The structure will have a concrete floor in the main building, which consists of a 36 by 48 foot area with 16 foot eaves and with attached 12 feet of lean-to structure on each side that will have gravel floors for parking. Access to the property is currently provided by 118th Avenue Southeast, a public roadway. But the applicant is proposing to modify the access to utilize the existing private easement road, Eagle View Lane Southeast. The subject property is located within the rural portion of Thurston County. The comprehensive plan designation is residential, and the zoning district is RRR 1 to 5, attachment B. The subject property has an existing 1,428 square foot residence built in 1940. The property has variable topography with a depressional area in the center, and it is partially forested. The property contains Oregon white oak trees, Mazama pocket gopher soils, Oregon vesper sparrow species habitat area, and critical aquifer recharge areas. Oregon white oaks, Mazama pocket gophers, and Oregon vesper sparrow are identified as important fish and wildlife habitats, which along with critical aquifer areas are critical areas subject to the requirements of the Thurston County Critical Areas Ordinance, as well as the County Habitat Conservation Plan, or HCP. The property is not within the jurisdiction of the Shoreline Master Program. Written notice of application was sent to all property owners within 500 feet of the site on August 11, 2023, attachment F. Written notice of the public hearing was sent to all property owners within 500 feet of the site, and notice was published in the Olympian on November 3, 2023, at least 10 days prior to the hearing, attachment A. The project was determined to be categorically exempt from SEPA. The subject property was created through a 2002 large lot subdivision as lot one, auditor file number 3453363, and it meets legal lot standards per Thurston County Code, or TCC 18.04.045. The applicant submitted a building permit for the accessory shop on June 26, 2023, and per initial county site visit in July, it was discovered that preliminary site work had removed a mature Oregon white oak tree without benefit of permit. A second mature oak was partially impacted with initial soil disturbance under the drip line, but the applicant quickly remedied this with replacement soils and a landscape wall to retain soils in place. Attachments D, E, I, and K. The removed individual Oregon white oak tree qualifies as a protected tree per TCC 24.25.065. Per TCC 24.25.065 and 24.25.070, clearing, grading, filling, or other development activities are prohibited within the tree protection area of Oregon white oak trees. Thus, a reasonable use exception is the procedure to propose development within the tree protection zone or for removal of Oregon white oak trees. Thurston County HCP provides regulations for properties mapped within Mazama pocket gopher soils, as well as Oregon vesper sparrow species areas, per TCC 17.40. The Thurston HCP enables the county to locally manage habitat protection when authorizing lawful projects that may impact the federally protected species. An HCP application is required prior to building permit issuance, and the appropriate mitigation fees for impacts to listed species are calculated at the time of HCP application and approval. The primary permitted uses in the RRR 1-5 zoning district are single-family residences and agriculture, TCC 20.09A.020. The applicant has limited accessory structures on site, and the proposed pole building provides for necessary residential usage adjacent to the residential use area. Therefore, no other reasonable use of the property is permitted. Critical area impacts have been limited to the removal of a single mature oak tree within the proposed development area, as well as clearing and grading within the development footprint, some of which was in an area of existing impervious surface. Applicant provided details outlining their site configuration and development limitations that dictated the location for the proposed development footprint, such as site topography, distance from existing utilities, avoidance of other mature oaks, and property safety. Attachments C, D, E, I, and K. As proposed, the project should have little impact to critical areas, including impacts to vegetation, fish and wildlife resources, and hydrologic and geologic conditions. Even though there was an impact to an existing Oregon white oak, the property retains many additional oak trees of varying ages, which were not impacted by the current and proposed development. Impacts to listed protected species for the property shall be mitigated via the county HCP process. The hydrological condition on site will be maintained by stormwater BMPs. Development impacts will be limited on site, and the construction site will use best management practices to maintain water and air quality. The mitigation plan should maintain the overall integrity of the important habitat on site and prevent damage to nearby properties as well. The applicant's mitigation plans include, but are not limited to, maintaining appropriate habitat for existing native species such as oak trees, removing the existing driveway and replanting with native species, providing an existing mature oak tree with a protective retaining wall and backfilling to pre-existing grade, and planting Oregon white oak seedlings on the property. The owner is a middle school instructor and proposes to hand out oak tree seedlings to his students for them to plant at their homes. This practice will hopefully encourage generations to come to be more conservation-minded. Owner will maintain a naturally diverse property by planting and protecting native species and mechanically manage weeds while avoiding chemical control. Attachments C, D, and K. Prior to hearing, the applicant also provided additional mitigation by planting 300 Oregon white oak acorns on the subject property, documenting the planting with video and photos. The applicant also handed out 100 Oregon white oak starts to the seventh grade science students at his school and documented this as well. Attachment L, videos available upon hearing examiner request. As proposed and conditioned, staff does not believe the use will result in damage to other properties and should not threaten the health, safety, or welfare on or off the site. The change in access point will benefit both the existing oak habitat on site as well as provide for greater public safety. The development is proposed consistent with regulations intended to protect the environment and public health. The location and scale of existing development on surrounding properties is not listed by the applicant as a reason supporting their RUE request. The Public Health and Social Services Department recommends approval of the application. Attachment G. Staff from Public Works Department closed their review with no comments. The Nisqually Indian Tribe submitted a comment letter stating that they have no further concerns with the project. See Attachment M. Squaxin Island Tribe submitted a comment email stating they have no further concerns with the project. See Attachment N. Several public comments were submitted in response to the application and noticing in support of the proposal and in objection to the county permit review process. Attachment J. The applicant submitted a general response providing property history and project details. Attachment I and K. As proposed and conditioned, the application for RUE is consistent with the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan. Based on the prior analysis, the Community Planning and Economic Development Department concludes that the proposed project, when appropriately conditioned, meets Thurston County requirements for RUE upon hearing examiner approval.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. As to your presentation, I had previously received and reviewed exhibit number one being the staff report and then the attachments A through M. At this time, would you make a request as to that staff report and attachments being made a part of the record today?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else from Pierce County who would like to make a preliminary statement regarding this application? Ms. Peoples?
I do not have any additional information to add at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Saint?
I have nothing to add at this time.
Okay, appreciate you both being here.
I apologize. I'd like to add exhibit two was received also from the applicant. I can resend that. It's an email that's correcting the number of existing structures.
I'm sorry, I did receive that, and I did review that. It had to do with the recognition that there were few sheds on the property by satellite image, but that's been addressed, I assume, unfortunately, a bit by the fire of your sauna, so, or your hot tub, whatever it might have been. So I do accept that, and that'll be a part of the record. So, Mr. Halpin, at this point in time, before I ask you if you'd like to testify, did you receive the documents that I've just referenced, the staff report and the attachments, including the exhibit that you obviously had sent? So had you received all those documents?
Yes, I have them right here.
Good. Then having received those documents and heard the planner's staff report, did you have any questions you'd like to ask of her or any comments you'd like to make regarding her presentation?
No.
Okay. So this time, would you like to make a presentation on your own?
Yes.
Okay. Then please raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth before the examiner today. If you please state, I will.
I will, and I'm going to let my dog out real quick.
Please do.
Gosh dang it.
Often during these proceedings, my dog tries to attack the person delivering the mail. So,
oh my gosh. All right. She's a puppy.
Mr. Halpin, would you please state your name for the record and spell it?
Cale Halpin, Calehalpin.
And you still have the same address on 118th Avenue Southeast?
Yes.
And at this time, would you like to make your presentation on your application for the reasonable use exception permit?
Yes. Okay. I assume you read through the letter that I wrote, Miss, the lead planner that is in the packet. Did you read through that?
Well, I've read the entire packet, and I okay. ended up reading your letter a couple of times, because actually it was in the record a couple of times.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, good. So, you know, basically just a recap of that. My sauna did burn down in February and took the woodshed with it. And that kind of jump-started our idea to build a nice pole barn and get rid of the old rotten stuff that was on the property. And so with that, I did grade the land and cut down a number of trees. And from there, rented a storage container and ordered engineering on the building, because it has 16-foot walls, so it needs engineering. And basically it was just trying to get as much work done as possible before summer came, because myself and the shop teacher at Rainier High School, we were planning on building the shop during the summer. And so we started work on the foundation, I guess you would call it, the sono tube holes, which are all, you know, 24 inches wide and 5 feet deep. And it was in that process during that time when the inspection happened. And so I think we finished with that around July 25th. And it was around the exact same time that got the letter that we were going to have to stop. And so applied for the reasonable use exemption on July 31st, I believe. And yeah, I know that you can't take money into account, but it was a bit shocking, the price tag on that. You know, it's $4,000. And then another $1,000 for this hearing. But that being the case, we stopped work until now. So all the area that was disturbed has been replanted with grass, and it's growing. I did plant the 300 acorns on the back of the property. And then I dumped out the rest of the bucket that I didn't give away to the kids at school out there too, and kicked dirt over them. So there's some additional 100 acorns in a very tight, I don't know, spot. But anyways, the acorns that I gave away at school did sprout. They're about that tall. I have a picture of one on my phone. If you need to see it, I could hold it up. But they sprouted, and I think all of them ended up getting taken by kids. So that was good. I planned on giving out more than 100, but I don't know if laziness or just the rain got in the way or whatever it was, but so all the seventh grade science students got an acorn start. So we're hoping to get this moving forward as soon as possible. Right now we have all our stuff, I guess you'd call it, in a rented storage container. We're paying $175 a month. We rented a dry box from Centralia. And that's our only storage. So we don't have a garage or a shed or anything. So we're hoping to get this process going as quickly as possible, I guess, is what I can say for that. Beyond that, I mean, I know I wrote extensively on why the shop needed to be located where it was. Yeah, I guess I don't have too much else to say, just hoping that we can move forward.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yep.
Having reviewed the staff report, you've indicated you've seen the department recommendations, and are you comfortable and in agreement with those recommendations?
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if I could move forward without conditions. I don't know if that ever happens. But it seems like we've had a lot of conditions already. But I did have a question about the critical area affidavit. I don't know what that is or what that entails. Or, I mean, if I agree to that, does that mean the county gets to come over whenever they want? And, you know, it's what is that, I guess?
At this point in time, Ms. Jakowski, that would be condition number G. And also, any other conditions you might be curious about or want more information on, I assume we could contact you. But at least as to that G, did you have any comments?
Sure. So those conditions are standard and they're associated with the building permit. As far as the RUE process, once we get through this and if the approval is gained, these things like the critical area affidavit would be an issue condition on your building permit. What it is it's a, we provide it. It basically cites the property legal description, the parcel number, what the project number was, and what the critical area is that exists on your property. So it just states there are existing Oregon white oak important fish and wildlife habitat. And it, the purpose of this is if you were to sell the property in the future, it runs with the title.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Alvin, do you have any questions and any other specific conditions requested?
No, I read through them and they seem reasonable.
Okay, and so then as to costs, is there any provision under the code where any of the costs that have been assessed or will be assessed for the 4,000 or the 1,000 be lowered or waived, or is that all required by code, ma'am?
That's set per the county fee schedule, and there isn't a way to waive those costs. I did push his email to management just as a citizen concerns. These are important issues to be raised for the future if they're able to make changes to the fee schedule or accommodations for certain situations.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And then as to the recommended conditions, I'm not sure you're real acquainted with all of the underlying issues there, but I guess the question is, as to those conditions, are there any additional costs that are going to be assessed to Mr. Halpin to accomplish these conditions other than the building permit and the standard building permit process?
There will be some cost associated. The critical area affidavit will have a recording fee with the assessor's office. I think it's, I'm not even going to guess. It used to be about $100. Those have increased. It could be two. He would need to check in with their office to see. And then the HCP application, that's an application that has to be done at the time of building permit. The building permit cannot be issued until the mitigation fees are calculated for the gopher soils on the property. So that is going to be determined by the total square footage of development. There's a calculator online that can be used to get a pre-estimate on what those fees will be. And I can't estimate without it running through that calculator.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Ms. Katie, did you raise your hand? I see your hand raised? Okay. Mr. Halpin, do you have any comments?
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say, I did turn in that paperwork, the HCP paperwork, on the same day that I applied for the reasonable use exemption, July 31st. And I haven't heard anything back about that. I don't know if they're waiting for this process to play out. Is that normal or?
They could be, because if something were to change to the RUE, say your building moved or square footages were reduced, things like that, then you don't want to pay for extra mitigation if it's not the total square footage. So I would say, yes, that will be finished when the building permit is finished.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further comments, Mr. Alpin?
Nope. No, thank you.
Ms. Jakowski, any comments in conclusion today?
Nope.
Okay. Well, Mr. Halpin, it's certainly in some ways unfortunate the way this has come about, but certainly you seem to be, one, as a teacher, and two, a very intelligent man, understand the issues the public would have, the county would have with critical areas, White Oaks, et cetera. Once that inadvertent incident occurred, you have handled this, sir, as far as I can tell, well, the years I've been a judge, which was 20, and now 4 or 5 as a hearing examiner, as well as anyone has addressed issues. You've gone to the nth degree with your students and the plantings and your presentation. I really enjoyed your comments about your beautiful block wall. You wanted to take rocks off site and you thought that would be cool, and so would I. But your wife had a different idea, and you addressed that really responsibly, sir. So I would like to say that, one, you've handled it really well. Two, I don't always just show my cards, but I'm certainly going to approve this as to the conditions that have been recommended. And also, it's a fairly simple decision for me to write, and I'll make sure I write this as quickly as I can. So certainly before the 30th, but I have today and tomorrow, I have 5 hearings that I need to address in various jurisdictions. And then I also have one decision that's awaiting already, Thurston. But I'm going to move this right to the front of the line, sir. So whatever you have in storage, you'll be able to address as quickly as you can. Once I provide this, then work through the process with Thurston County.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate everybody's time.
And I appreciate the way you've handled it. You have a neighbor that I appreciated the comments made by the neighbor as to wanting more information. The neighbor seemed to be an intelligent, direct person. But frankly, I've never found attacking staff individually is appropriate. So unfortunately, he undercut his credibility with me when he did that. There's other ways to address issues such as that, such as going even to one county commissioner or to someone else in a position. But I thought the actual email that I then reviewed that personally attacked a staff member was certainly inappropriate and quite ignorant and really undercut credibility. So at this point in time, I know you weren't responsible for that whatsoever. But really, having been a public servant now ever since a deputy prosecutor, starting, frankly, 40 years ago, I'm really concerned as to how the public sometimes misunderstands public service, misunderstands credibility, misunderstands that there are certain ways to address issues that are proper and some aren't. So, but I certainly appreciate what you've had with, sir. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, too.
At this time, if there's nothing further, we'll be off the record, and there's no additional records that need to be submitted. So the record's closed also, and I'll issue this decision. In fact, I think I'll start on it on Thursday once I can come up for air. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Coffee, thank you. And people, Saint, you guys are always a joy to see. So thank you. Thanks.